Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Now, last month, the Dublin Lord Mayor Caroline Conroy scrapped the Mansion House Live crib in what was welcomed as a progressive step by some animal rights groups. But in the past hour, the Minister for the Office of Public Works, Patrick O'Donovan, has confirmed that he's reinstating this Christmas tradition for Dubliners. And he joins me on the line now to tell us more. Good morning to you.
Morning, Claire.
So you're showing the Green Party Lord Mayor who's boss, are you?
No, what we're doing is, I say, we've had a great morning here with the IFA and President Tim Cullinan. We're making sure that a tradition that has been available for children, not only from Dublin, but children that visit Dublin, will continue, that they'll have access to a crib and they'll be able to call to a crib and see a live crib. It's a really such an important part of Christmas and the whole message around Christmas. And when IFA reached out to us, we naturally wanted to do everything we could to make sure it was accommodated, because, look, as somebody who comes from the country, who knows the importance of farming, who knows about, how farmers look after their animals, but as well as that, as somebody who taught in a primary school and taught children who never set foot on a farm and never saw a live farm animal, this to me was an absolute must to do. And I'm delighted that my team in OPW have responded so positively and are going to accommodate it in St. Stephen's Green, okay, just across there from the Shelburne.
Yeah, so it's not going to be in the Mansion House, it's going to be in St. Stephen's Green. Now, you had described the plans to scrap the crib as a Grinch-like decision, but in reinstating it, are you not behind the curve when it comes to animal rights? Have we not all moved on from standing there and staring at these poor animals trapped in a box or a glass cage or wherever you're putting them?
Well, first of all, these aren't poor animals trapped in anything. They're well looked after by the Sherlock family, and animal welfare has been, attested to by vets and everybody else. They'll be well looked after, so there's no issue there. But what I am doing is I'm standing up for a tradition. And I know that in some quarters at the moment, it's easy to throw traditions under the bus. But the crib is a very important part of the traditional Christmas. And in that crib scene, there were animals. And the animals that will be brought here by the Sherlock family will be well looked after. And they'll be well looked after by our people in OPW here in St. Stephen's Green. And the visitors will be well looked
and
after.
And I'm sure,
as well.
I'm sure, Minister, that the animals will be well looked after. But you really have undermined the Green Party Lord Mayor here, who took this decision and had the right to take the decision. And you decided, no, I'm not happy with that. I'm going to circumvent that. I'm going to undermine you. And I'm going to use my powers to reinstate this crib where I want to in the Green.
Well, I actually didn't do any of that, because the IFA came to us and asked us if we would provide an alternative. But as well as that, I responded in a way that I think, reflects the public mood in this country at the moment, that people believe that our traditions are something that should be stood up for and respected and defended. And in standing up for the traditional Christmas image of a live crib with the Holy Family and the animals that are present, I think that OPW, together with myself, are doing the right thing for our visitors that will come. And, we're not forcing people to come to see it, but I've no doubt that this year we'll get bumper numbers here because the response from ordinary Dubliners and from people around the country was they were horrified when the concept of the crib was being reduced in the fashion that it was. So, look, we've decided to do what we believe is the right thing to do. Other people, it's up to themselves what they want to do.
Yeah.
But for me, it's about standing up for farming values, rural values, and the traditional message of the crib.
Okay, but you talk about respect there. Would it not have been more respectful to the elected Lord Mayor to see what plans she had for something, as she said, more fun and inclusive outside the Mansion House this year?
The Lord Mayor is entitled to make whatever decision she's made, and I watched the meeting of Dublin City Council where she, tried to lay out her rationale for it. The IFA represents farmers all over the country and have a tradition of bringing a taste of farming together with the real message of the crib into the centre of Dublin. This year, they were rendered, without a position to be able to do it. They had no venue. They were venueless. They reached out to us. And to be quite honest about it, as somebody from the country for whom agriculture is such an important part of my weekly life, I believe that it was so important not only to stand up for the values of the crib and what it represents, but as well as that to say to the wider society that agriculture is hugely important to the Irish way of life, and at Christmas it is something that we should celebrate, the contribution that farmers up and down the country make on an annual basis to our way of life. And if that means cornering off a small little bit of St. Stephen's Green, where I'm sure thousands and thousands of people will come this year. And by the way, I'd encourage everybody to come and really send a message out that the live crib and the traditional crib is the crib that, you know, we want to see continue. And OPW will hope that that relationship will deepen with IFA.
And you'll probably be pleased to know that listeners are getting in touch, and many of them are very pleased that the live crib is going to be back and they intend to go and visit it. But another listener says that the crib is not a circus, and really what's happened here with this decision not to have it, now you deciding to go ahead with it, makes a bit of a circus out of it, doesn't it?
Well, look, we didn't start this, if you want to call it circus, but we've definitely put an end to it because people want it. And, you know, people are speaking with their text messages, I'm sure, and their tweets and everything else. They want this because, you know, an awful lot of people, the bulk of people in Ireland, actually the silent majority, value tradition. And they don't
not
like
everybody. Not everybody wants to see a traditional nativity scene.
There are other places that people who don't value tradition could go as well, and I'm sure they'd be welcome there. But for those people who are silent and constantly, you know, I suppose, in their silence, looking for somebody to stand up for a tradition, I know that they'll welcome our relationship now with IFA, and it's something that we hope to be able to deepen into the future.
Yeah, I suppose you could have waited until your party was back in that role to make this decision.
Well,
I see the Green
Claire,
Party councillor, my namesake Claire Byrne on Twitter, had said previously that she supports Caroline Conroy in her decision. Next year, she said, it'll be a Fianna Fáil mayor and they can bring back dancing monkeys and put a real baby in the live crib or whatever they and Fine Gael think defines Christmas.
Well, look, if you're talking about a circus, that's the kind of a script of a circus, and I'm not interested in that. But what I am interested in is the 8th of December is traditionally regarded as the countryman's day in Dublin and Limerick and Galway and all the other large provincial towns around the country. So we wanted this ready for the 8th of December because that's the traditional start of Christmas in rural Ireland and for those who value tradition. And that's why we're doing it today. And to be honest about it, I'm not going to be overly worried about what might or might not happen at the end of December. I'm more worried now at the moment that we have a venue, we have farm animals, we have a farming organisation and we have a state department that are working together to make sure that the children of Ireland who want to see a live crib scene won't be denied it this year.
This isn't more about giving your colleagues in government, the Green Party, a bit of a kick, is it?
Claire, I couldn't be clearer. This is about me standing up for my way of life, the people that I represent, rural Ireland, farmers, and as well as that, the children of Dublin who want to see a live crib. And when the IFA reached out to us, and by the way, when it was on your own programme and every other programme, there wasn't a fraction of the people saying this was the right thing to do. The vast, vast, vast majority of people value tradition and they value the Christmas message and they value the crib.
Okay, but if you take that valuing of tradition further down the line, like the Green Party's stance on turf, their stance on LNG, those and other issues you and your colleagues have had trouble with in the past, and now, in a small way, you get your own back.
No, it's nothing to do with that. I mean, I'm like at the risk of repeating myself, what I'm doing here with my colleagues in the Office of Public Works is really responding to the ordinary plain people of Ireland who are saying, you know, it is not a bad thing to stand up for traditional values of the crib, the message of it, and not to water it down and sanitise it and maybe even start talking about a winter crib as opposed to a Christmas crib. The next thing that will be ditched in this country now will probably be the word Christmas. And I think sooner or later somebody just needs to say, you know, hold on a second, what is it that we're here that we're marking? And is it proper and right that we do it in a traditional way that respects the values of the farming community up and down the country who look after their animals, who make sure they're properly protected and who in many cases are part of the family.
So is that what you thought Caroline Conroy was doing? She was trying to take Jesus out of Christmas?
I don't know what she was doing, to be quite honest about it, but what I do know is what we were left with was a kind of a sanitised version that neither me nor the vast majority of people want to see. They want to see a situation where a tradition that's built up now over 30 years by the farmers of Ireland is continued. They look for somebody to help them out. We were only delighted to do it. And as somebody from the heart of rural Ireland, you know, this is my bread and butter and it's what I believe in.
I just wonder if this is what we can expect now if we ever have a directly elected mayor for Dublin or Limerick, that the office will make a decision and that a government minister like yourself might swoop in and overturn it if they don't like it.
Well, sure, the mayor makes decisions in relation to land and property that's owned by Dublin City Council. The Office of Public Works is an entirely separate entity, constituted by Act of the Oireachtas and we carry out our business independent of everybody and we report to government. And that's exactly what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. This listener says, I'm from the country, Patrick O'Donovan, saying that he represents rural values. What does that mean? His values couldn't be further from mine. I fully agree with the Green Mayor's stance. I mean, not all rural people will want this crib back.
They're not. But look, I mean, the volume of people that have contacted me personally, my constituency office, and I'm sure shows like your own in relation to this. And by the way, look, I mean, the ultimate test in this will be the amount of people that will come in here. And I'm hoping now, as Minister for the OPW, together with IFA, that we get bumper crowds through here to show people that Dubliners and people that visit Dublin want the live crib in its traditional way to continue. And from the 8th of December, the Countrymen's Day in Dublin, you'll all be welcome to St. Stephen's Green. And I hope you come down yourself as well.
What was more important to you, the live animals or the fact that it was the nativity scene?
Both, to be honest about it, because I don't think you can have one without the other. I mean, the whole story of Jesus, Mary and Joseph wasn't in, you know, it wasn't in some sort of a plastic container. You know, the story of the Holy Family at Christmas, which is ultimately what I think Christmas is supposed to be about, is the nativity scene that we were all taught going to school. Animals in a stable at the back of an inn where there was no room for them. And that's what we want to portray with IFA this year, a very simple message. But as well as that, delivering as well a message that OPW, we're a significant landowner across the country. We work cheek by jowl with farmers all over Ireland. In many cases, they look after the land for us. They take the grass off of it. They graze it for us. We're their neighbours. So for me, this is twofold. It's about representing the values of what it is to be a farming community, but it's also representing the values of what it is to have a traditional Christmas in the heart of our capital city.
All right. Well, we're waiting for the Green Party to comment on this. We haven't heard from them yet. We've been in touch with the Dublin Lord Mayor as well for a statement. And if we hear back, of course, we'll bring that.
And by the way, Claire, everybody will be welcome, you know, and I'll be hoping...
Oh, yeah. No, we're clear on that. You said that a few times.
And the Lord Mayor and everybody is welcome to come up and see the crib that OPW and the IFA are hosting.
Right, well,
we'll welcome everybody.
We'll wait and see whether Lord Mayor Caroline Conroy goes along to see that at St. Stephen's Green. Patrick O'Donovan, Fine Gael TD, Minister for the OPW. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.